A week or two ago, I gave a series of shiurim discussing the halachot of Pidyon HaBen. So this week, I want to go back a little bit chronologically, as it were, and discuss halachot associated with Brit Milah, not discussing the actual technical surgery of the Brit Milah, but some of the wider halachic considerations. And I want to start today by discussing the time of day when Brit Milah should be performed. So the Gemara in Masechet Yoma, Daf Kafchet Amud Bet, says Vayom Hashmini Imo Basaro Lato, that the Brit Milah should be done on the eighth day. Lamed Shekol Hayom Kasher LeMilah, and that teaches us that the whole day is kosher for Brit Milah. We learn out elsewhere that it has to be in the day and not at night. But the Gemara also says, Elasher's reason makdimin the mitzvot, we've got a notion of eager people doing the mitzvot as early as possible. How do we know that? Shene'ema, because we've got a pasuk regarding Avraham Avinu with the Akedah, Vayashkem Avraham Baboke Vayachavoshet Chamoro, that Avraham Avinu got up early in the morning to saddle his donkey. So we see this is a model for trying to do mitzvot as early as possible in the day. And various Rishonim point out that certainly as far as Brit Milah is concerned, this is a very precious and valuable and important mitzvah, and therefore we should always try to do it as early as possible in the day. This notion of Zrizin Makdimin the mitzvot also appears in a sugya towards the end of Masechet Rosh Hashanah on Daf Lamed Bet Amud Bet, as far as Tkiat Shofar is concerned, where there's a discussion whether Tkiat Shofar should be part of Shachrit or part of Musaf on Rosh Hashanah. The rationale for having it as part of Shachrit is Rizin Makdimin LeMitzvot. The rationale for having it as part of Musaf is the concept of Barovam Hadrat Melech, that it gives greater respect and glory to HaKadosh Baruch Hu if a mitzvah is done in the presence of many people. So which would be better? And the Maskana, the conclusion of the Gemara there, is that in principle it would be better to do it in Shachrit because of Rizin Makdimin LeMitzvot, because zealous and eager people do the mitzvot early. And that was the original practice. But because of a period of anti-Jewish persecution, when the shofar couldn't be sounded early in the morning, it was moved till Musaf. But in principle, it should be early in the morning. And the Shulchan Aruch in Yoradea, Simon Reish Samach Betz If Aleph, says, Kol Hayom Kasher LeMilah, that the entire day is kosher for Brit Milah. Elashes Rizin Makdin LeMitzvot, Umalim Miad Baboker, but zealous people, eager people, do the mitzvot early, and therefore do the Brit Milah first thing in the morning. And the Aruch HaShulchan says, V'yesh letzaveach, one should shout and protest about the minhag current in his time, that people delay the Brit Milah several hours. He says, Mipnei shtusim, shelo ba'u kol hakruim, because of nonsense that there aren't so many people who've shown up yet. The chadome shtusim ka'ele, and other such nonsenses. And there are some places, he say, where they even delay the Brit Milah until after midday. For who avon plili? And he says that is a terrible, grievous sin. That's a very strong language coming there from the Aruch HaShulchan. So he's very, very keen that the Brit Milah should be done as early as possible during the day. However, other Achronim indicate that whilst it should be done in the morning, it doesn't have to be done right away first thing in the morning. Rav Moshe Sternbach in Tshuvot V'Hanagot Chelek Dalet Simon Reish Kaf Vav cites the Chazon Ish as saying that a person doesn't need to go to a Vatikin Minyan on the day that they're making a Brit Milah in order to do the Brit straight after Vatikin, but they can do it, you know, after their normal Minyan, they can do it as well. Even though the Sugya in Rosh Hashanah suggests that one needs to do it as early as possible. That's in an instance where, in any event, at the end of the day, everybody's going to have done the mitzvah, and there aren't going to be people who are left out of the mitzvah, and therefore we should prioritise the Zrizin Makdimin. But in this case, if you do the Brit Milah very early in the morning, then there are definitely going to be some people who are unable to participate in being present there, and therefore it can be delayed somewhat. Rav Ovadia Yosef also has a tshuva on the subject in Yabia Omer, Chelek Bet, Yoradeh Simon Yud Chet, and his conclusion is also that the Brit Mila doesn't need to be done first thing in the morning, but it should be done during the course of the morning. The only reason, he says, to delay it after midday is if, for whatever reason, you're not going to be able to have a minyan before midday, but you will have a minyan after midday, so then you can delay it till afterwards. Rav Ovadia, interestingly though, does quote Rav Shlomo HaKohen of Vilna, a well-known posek from 200 years ago, who said that the minhag in Vilna was actually to do Brit Mila in the afternoon, and he discusses why that was the case, and he said that with Shofar, that we've got a safek whether there'll be Rav Am, whether there'll be a lot of people if it's delayed till Musaf. So therefore, it's permissible, it's better to do it early in the morning. But in a case of a Brit Mila, where you know that you're going to have more people if you do it in the afternoon, so therefore, you've got two equal considerations. You've got a consideration of Zrizin on the one hand, and the consideration of Rav Am having many people on the other hand, and they're equal, so you can choose. As opposed to a case where you haven't got equal certainty of both situations, and then the one that's more certain would take precedence. But it seems that essentially, according to most Achronim, one should really make having Brit Mila in the morning and in the earlier part of the morning a real priority. Adkan.